Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Today's episode is about the little fox, and I love this scripture. I remember when this scripture was first taught to me, when someone really broke it down. I'm a person who likes to grab a scripture and break it down. Every intricate part of the scripture, I like to break it down. And I remember a friend breaking this down to me on a Sunday morning and giving me the tools to understand the scripture. As we're talking about the little fox, and as we are getting into this particular topic and this subject, we need to understand this scripture. This is 1 Peter 5:8. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, "Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." So the first thing we see is that we have an adversary. Who is our adversary? It says it right there in the scripture. Your adversary, the devil. Your adversary, the devil. The devil is nothing but your adversary. And now it goes on to say, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. I want to stop at that part that says, as a roaring lion. I want to, you know, go to your English classes really quickly, what you learned in school. As a roaring lion is categorized as a simile. A simile being a comparison of two things using the word like or as. A-S. I'm not cussing. A-S. And that simile means it's a comparison, but it's not the exact thing. So when you see that where it says as a roaring lion, you see that the devil is not a roaring. See, because it doesn't say the devil a roaring lion. It says the devil as a roaring lion. So you see that the devil isn't actually a roaring lion, but he prances around as if he is. It's a facade. He's not really a roaring lion. So that there is nothing to be afraid of. I want you to understand there's nothing really to be afraid of. We have God on our sides. We know of a God who can help us to get through situations. So there's nothing for us to be afraid of. But just because there's nothing for us to be afraid of, that does not mean we're not to be watching. Because it still says be sober and be vigilant. Just because you don't need to be afraid, you need to still understand that he is still seeking. So we still need to be watching, because we can say, well, the devil can't touch me. He can't hit me. And that's true. That's true in instances. But we have to understand, we as fleshly beings, just because we know this, we can stop watching and we can stop paying attention. And we can underestimate our ability to watch. We can underestimate our ability to watch, and our vision can be blurred, and we might not see things like the little fox that we're going to talk about today. Because we're so focused on one part of this that we're looking for the devil to attack in that way, but we're not paying attention to the thing that's coming up behind us. It reminds me of when these men were going out to war. This is in the Bible, not quite thinking about the exact scripture, but in the Bible, there's a story where there are about 5,000 men going into battle. But God says, I need you to pay attention to something. Give these men a test, because we're not taking all 5,000 of them to war. And God uses something as simple as the way that they drink water to decide what men would go out to war. And so only 300 of these men drank water a certain way, in a way that was pleasing to God. This is kind of weird that he took those men out to war. And the way that they drank water was like a dog. And when dogs are, or even cats, I even see cats do this, when they're drinking water, they're drinking, but they're also watching. They're drinking, but they're also being sober and vigilant. And so that was kind of cool. I remember when I first heard that, it was kind of cool to see that the way that they drank water determined how they would fight. They would fight soberly and vigilant. They would use vigilance when they fought. So it's the same way. We have to still be watching and still be waiting and praying, and we still have to be on our post, even though times may get down or things might be going well and we get into the swing of things. We still need to be sober and vigilant. We still need to be watching, right? And so that covers that scripture. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober and vigilant, because your adversary is like a roaring lion. Some translations, it says like a roaring lion. Still a simile, because he's not a roaring lion. There's nothing for us to be afraid of, but we still need to watch. Now, what are we watching for? We're watching for distractions. We're watching for distractions, okay? What is a distraction? I'm a person who likes definitions. I like definitions, so I looked it up. What is a distraction? A distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. So let's use this example. Let's say you are a babysitter and you need to be watching these children, keeping them from harm, making sure they don't get into anything mischievous. You are watching these children, but your favorite TV show comes on and you get real into that TV show. Now those kids are in danger of being harmed. And you're not paying enough attention because you're watching your favorite show. You're distracted. You are distracted. So what I want you to do is, I'm going to give you a second to grab a piece of paper. I am fortunate enough to be a part of an amazing ministry. And our founder is a coach. Founder Danielle Belson, and she's a sucker for saying get your pen and paper, especially when she's coaching. She is the first one to say get your pen and paper and write this down. So guess what, I'm gonna give you a second. I've been giving you a second to get you some pen and paper, because I want you to write this down. The first question I want you to write down is, what has God called you to do? What is your assignment? What is your assignment? Write that down. If you don't know, pray about it and write it down later. But write that question down. What has God called you to do? What is your assignment? Okay? The next question. What is preventing you from doing that assignment? If something is preventing you, what is the distraction holding you back from completing your assignment? I'm going to say that again. What is preventing you from doing that task or assignment? And what is the distraction holding you back from completing it? See, what's interesting about these questions is, I was in a meeting and everybody was just all up in my topic. I didn't really know. It was all up in my topic when I began to study and to come up with what we were going to talk about. People were just in my topic. But I want you to answer those questions, okay? And now we're going to talk about the little fox, okay? Because you might not necessarily know yet what's holding you back. But when we ask God to search us and to search our hearts, you know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong, search me so that I know what's distracting me, so that I know what's holding me back from my assignment, what you have called me to do. We're going to talk about the little fox. Now, for me, when I first heard it, I didn't know what it meant. My mentor was praying and she was binding the little fox, but I didn't know what the little fox was. So I had to look up, what does the little fox mean? What is that? And it took me to Solomon. Now, Solomon is one of those books of the Bible that not many preachers preach out of. They don't preach out of Solomon. Solomon is interesting. Not many people talk about Solomon and say, yeah, intricate love letter, poem, and it's talking about marriage, and there's a lot of puzzle pieces that go into that particular book of the Bible. So not many people talk about it, but we're going to go into Solomon today. Okay, I'm going to read this scripture. It says, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyard, our vineyards that are in bloom. That is Solomon 2 and 15. Solomon takes a break from this intricate love letter poem, and he says those words. Catch for us the little foxes that ruin the vineyard, our vineyards that are in bloom. So again, we're going to unpack this scripture. What does this mean? What does it mean? We're going to start first where it says, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes. Solomon characterizes the foxes as destructive animals, negative animals. They're also categorized this way a lot in the Bible, specifically the Old Testament, in Judges when they're talking about Samson, and in Nehemiah when they're talking about the building of the wall. Okay, Nehemiah 4, Judges 15. The foxes, again, are categorized as these negative, destructive animals, okay? Now going on, it says that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. Okay, here Samson is talking about something beautiful. When something blooms, it's beautiful. When flowers bloom, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And in the context of this particular book of the Bible, he's talking about love. He's talking about marriage. And he's meshing these things together. Marriage, covenant is valuable. It's important. Okay. So here Solomon is talking about the little foxes that are coming to destroy something beautiful and valuable. Okay? I want you to understand the importance of whatever the assignment God has given to you. First of all, it's beautiful and it's a valuable assignment. It's an important assignment. You need to be focused for this assignment. Okay? Because all in all, your assignment, the calling God has placed on your life, is for the betterment of the kingdom. Some of us think our assignments are for us. It helps us in the long run. I've even thought it before. It helps us in the long run. But our assignment, that important and valuable and beautiful assignment that God has given us, is for the betterment of the kingdom and not us. And it's important that we treasure this assignment, that we treat this assignment with the ultimate care, the most ultimate care. Even though through this we might go through pains and hiccups and things might come up, we have to treat it with the most ultimate care. We have to treat this with care so that the little fox that comes to destroy won't win. Right? And so we have to be sober and be vigilant. It takes us back to 1 Peter 5 and 8. Because we are fleshly beings. And that flesh can rise up. I remember Sarah Jakes Roberts was talking about our flesh. She was comparing our flesh to the default settings of a computer or instrument. And sometimes our default settings can rise. But we have to be sober and vigilant, because the little fox comes to destroy, and we have to be prepared, and we have to be looking and on our posts. whatever the assignment God has given you, whatever the calling God has placed on your life is, you have to be sober and vigilant in that assignment, in that calling, because you are working for the betterment of the kingdom. You, say it again, are working for the betterment of the kingdom. So we have to be careful, very, very careful of what we allow to happen, what distractions may come. You're probably thinking, I have so much to do in life. But guess what? What are those things in your life that are actually congruent to whatever God has given you to do? And what are those things that are a part of what is distracting you? That's why it's so important that when we pray, we have to pray, search me, God. Show me what is not in your will. And when we do that, when we say, God, search me, because you know me. Psalms 139 talks all about searching the person. If it says, search me, oh God, you know me. You know the intricate details. You knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb, before the foundation of the world. You knew me. You knew what was happening. You knew what was going to happen in my life. You knew the calling. I just had to accept it. God knows us, and that's important that we know that he knows us, because he knows what's a distraction and what is helping to make our lives better and helping us work toward the betterment of the kingdom. And so we have to ask God to search us. It's important that we ask that he searches us so that we know what's important and what is not important. So that we know what is supposed to be there and what is toxic to our advancement and the advancement of the kingdom. So it's important that we know about the little fox. It's very, very, very important. I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys today about the little fox. I came from the scriptures 1 Peter 5:8, and I also came from Solomon 2:15. King James Version, whatever version you read is perfectly fine. I love the Christian Standard Bible Version, King James Version, National International Version, the NIV Version. I probably said that wrong. But 1 Peter 5:8 and Solomon 2:15. Remember that I love you. Beware of the little fox. Ask God to search you on today. You, God, know whether we're right or wrong, and I pray that this has helped you. I pray that you are able to go along in your day being more careful, being more watchful, being more sober, being more vigilant, watching out for the little foxes. I love you all, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.